It's time for our Tuesdays with Tom Skilling segment, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, how are you today? An eventful 24 hours. We got to get to that. But first, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Anna, and I hope you are too. It has been an eventful 24 hours, but gosh, wasn't that weekend gorgeous? Just beautiful. And it's fun to see the city opening up again. So this is, it's kind of exciting. It really is. This may be a real summer this year.
You know, it's funny because it just seems like every day that goes by, we learn of more things that are coming back. And things like the State Fair was announced yesterday. I saw the auto show announced today. It's going to be July. They just kind of give out some of the details. I think we had assumed that it was going to come back, but July, yeah. We'll see the auto show. And it's just like that, you know, the governor and mayor came out there and said, you know what, but July could look pretty much like 2019 July if things go well. And they were going to be fully reopened potentially. We're on the bridge phase now, they call it, Tom. We're stepping on the bridge, which
I
means
know.
The
it's,
bridge
it's
back
so
to
wonderful.
Where we were.
And you know, Mary, what's been, I don't know why I'm calling you Mary. This is crazy. Where
we
is
have a lot
my
of Marys
today?
WGN.
I think my mind is in the clouds, Anna. Anna, you know what's amazing is to watch the beaches. They're actually real human beings populating the beaches. And you don't realize until you go through a year like last year where nobody could even go to the beach how good it is to see people out there on a warm day like the two we had this past weekend. That is, it's such a joy. It's like we are getting back to normal, as you say.
Yeah. And, you know, it's right out your window there where you live. You live near the lake shore, so you probably have been monitoring that quite closely over the past year.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Anna, I had the windows wide open this weekend, and what a joy that was to lay down at night and have the wind blowing. And, boy, the wind did blow. No question about that. But, yeah, it's really fun. It really is fun. We're off to a good start, I think.
We are. Lots of good news. Hey, just as we're talking here, I just happen to see this cross. Chicago Symphony Orchestra will return with the live in-person audiences at Orchestra Hall. So here we go,
that's
Tom.
Marvelous. Yeah.
Suddenly, I'm going to have a calendar with actual events planned. You know, I'm going to have like weekends that'll have things going on. It's going to be weird. That'll be a weird feeling. Remember when people would say, hey, what
really
are you doing
will.
This? Remember people
absolutely.
Would say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And you'd be like, I don't know. I'm not much. Nothing, really. And it's
exactly.
All changing. It's all
gosh.
Changing. So what do we came out of some severe stuff yesterday. Who got hit the hardest yesterday? Tom, I want to ask you about those storms that moved through.
You know what, Anna? This was basically a downstate phenomenon in terms of heavy weather. We had some hail out by the Mississippi River. There were several tornadoes that touched down in and around the Springfield area, not in it. And most of them, from all indications, touched down in open fields, didn't do any harm. They were brief. There was a pretty good cluster as we hit the air on TV last night, down there, going into Newton County out of Iroquois County. So that's kind of in east central Illinois, west central Indiana. And that band moved across to Indiana overnight. But we were lucky from the standpoint we didn't have severe weather. I wish we got more rain out of it. There was about 0.6 inch up in McHenry County, but boy, you know, as usual, we had these puny little rain numbers around Chicago. We had a pretty good rain last week in the southern suburbs, but Anna, we're dry. You know, we're in an official state of moderate drought around here, and this is the eastern extension of far a more severe drought out in the western U.S. So we'll see how we go. I get more nervous with the passing of every day until we get widespread rain. But fortunately, not all areas of the Midwest have been dry. So it's not like we're going in with a region-wide moisture deficit. But we sure are dry from, say, Chicago north into Wisconsin. And one thing it's done, it's brought the lake levels down. They're down now 15 inches from a year ago. So that's good, even though they're 22 inches above the long-term average for early May. So that's one positive, because we're having some real erosion and shoreline problems with all that extra water.
Mm-hmm. What about temperatures, Tom? Because I'm looking here, you know, after enjoying really warm weather over the weekend and 80s and stuff, I mean, my gosh, summer-like, I'm looking here ahead. It doesn't looks like it's a little cooler in the next, as far as I can see on your forecast.
Oh, it is. No question. The prevailing upper winds that guide the weather systems are in from the northwest this week. So I'll tell you, we're going to be clipped parts of the area by a second system that's riding east-northeastward well to the south of us. But the northern fringe of its rain area could swipe sections of the area, particularly from Chicago and even more so the southern suburbs southward. That'd be late today, part of tonight. But the sun ought to be back tomorrow. I was talking to Bob, our engineer, before we went on the air, and he was saying no yellow ball today. And I said, that's right, Bob, but it'll reintroduce itself to us tomorrow. We'll get the sun to come back. So that's good. And then it rains a little on Thursday, cool and windy and partly sunny on Friday. Saturday, clouds over. There's a windy weather system coming up. That could rain on us later Saturday and Saturday night. Might even spill over into early Sunday morning, but I think Mother's Day will be primarily a windy, cool affair with an east-northeast wind of some note and rains probably exiting the area early in the day. So we ought to be okay. In terms of when we're going to get warm again, it looks like not so much this week, and even next week doesn't look like there are any real warm spells, but the following week and even the following weekend, maybe we'll start seeing some warmer weather there. There's a trend toward much warmer weather out in the 2 week range, 1 to 2 week range on our model guidance. So let's hope that holds up.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hey, Tom, on that note, let's pause for a second. I want to ask you, because as you talk about maybe a trend for warmer weather ahead as you look far out, I want to ask about May in general. I mean, I can recall, I'm trying to think, do we have a lot of 90-degree days? I mean, how warm? What's typical? What's normal?
Yeah.
And then compare it to what we have here. So stand by. More Tom Skilling coming up here on our Tuesdays with Tom segment, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Back with Tom Skilling now, and we're talking about, hey, how it looks a little bit cooler over the next your 7 day certainly looks a little cooler than what we experienced over the weekend, but that the trend far out, you might get some warmer weather. I'm trying to recall, though, Tom, 90s temperatures in the 80s. How many of those do we typically get in May?
You know, there's a fair number. I don't have the number right in front of me, but I'll tell you, 90-degree days are not something that are uncommon in May. You do get them. I mean, think of the times that we've had Memorial Days that tend to be kind of warm. We've had a few of those that have gotten up around 90. May is a month in which your snow chances continue declining. We've had a minority of Mays that have had enough snow to dust the ground, but it melts quickly. It's also the month where, by the time you get beyond mid-May, the chance of frost for our gardeners and all is fast diminishing. We've had rare frosts into the early days of June in some of the outlying areas, not so much in the city, but this will be the month where we pretty well finish off any chance of frost beyond mid-month. It's also a month of ups and downs, but you know what? The month is still the third fastest warming month of the year in Chicago. We go from normal highs in the mid-60s to normal highs in the mid-70s by the end of the month. And we pepper that increase with sporadic 90-degree days, certainly 80-degree days. So it's a month. We add another 57 minutes of daylight. So the days continue lengthening. So it's all good. And the lake is in a warming phase, still a little cool. And you get that wind off the lake, it can cool off. By mid-June, the lake is warm to the point that lake breezes are no longer those things we fear as turning the lakeshore areas into veritable ice boxes. And that's overdoing it some. I mean, bringing in some cool air along the lakefront, because we don't get ice or freezing temperatures along the lake with a lake breeze. But it does get cool. And by the time you get to mid-June, you're through with that. The lake breezes are very comfortable and actually, tend to ward off those incredible hot spells if everything's right on occasion.
You know, speaking of warming and cooling, we were featuring this last week on the show. I don't know if you've heard of this, Tom, but in Palatine, they have a snow mound, and it's still there, It's in a parking garage, and it's how to, they kind of moved all the snow into that area when they cleared the parking garage over this very snowy winter, and it's still there. And we had confirmation of that because the folks who run the auto and truck repair across the street called into the show, and he said he had eyes on it, and it was still there. Our newsman Ryan Burrow was out there, I think, last night, yesterday afternoon, and he sent me a text, a picture. It's still there, Tom. It's 6 feet tall, he said, roughly.
The
snow is still there, and they're taking bets on how long it's going to stick around. I just can't even believe it's still there. It's hard to believe.
Well, you know, and I remember in that that winter of 78-79, which produced nearly 90 inches of snow, it is to this day still the snowiest season we've ever had. That was the year of the Jane Byrne and Michael Bolandic blizzard. And remember the city, there was so much snow that it all had to be hauled. And I remember there was a place down by Lawrence Avenue on the lakeshore where they dumped a lot of this snow. And there were still piles of snow left there into June that year. You know, it was melting away, but you could still see evidence of it. So that, you know, it's not unheard of, but that is kind of interesting to hear of a specific location where that's going on. I think hand in hand with dry soils and dry weather going into a summer, you tend to increase your odds of a hot summer. The hottest summer we ever had in terms of number of 90 and 100 degree days was 1988. That was also a terrible drought year. And interestingly, we're running 3 inches below the rainfall level we had going into that summer this year. And that raises the specter of, you know, maybe some hot days ahead. The one thing I think that's different between this summer and 1988 was that was far more widespread across the Midwest. We've actually had some pretty reasonable amounts of moisture out in to the south and west of us. And that's a little different than 1988, but we're sure dry here. And I think, you know, the outlook is for an above normal summer in terms of temperature around here. So that ought to melt off those remaining snow piles pretty expeditiously, you would hope, as we head toward it.
I would have hoped they were gone already, but apparently that one's still standing. We'll keep an eye on that, Tom. Hey, can I ask you before we run out of time here, how are you doing health-wise? I know you've had some recent checkups and we haven't had a chance to get updated. You okay, Tom?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing swell. You know, a couple of people have written and they said, boy, you look so thin. I'm a little worried. I said, don't worry. This is all good. No, Anna, I'm telling you, I think I just talked to my my gastric bypass surgeon this morning. We did the follow-up, normal follow-up. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, you know, you're a miracle worker. And he said, oh, you've done the heavy lifting. I said, no, I haven't. You changed the plumbing. And that has been, you know, just a magical development in my life. And I'm doing swell. I mean, you know, the blood chemistry numbers are there. And I'll tell anybody who's thinking about it, look, you know, it's interesting. You don't eat near as much, and you never will, as I once did. And sometimes certain foods will hit you a little hard. Ground meat sometimes is something that on occasion will hit a little harder. But if that's what it takes to get to where I'm at, believe me, that's no major thing, and it's not an everyday occurrence at all. And life is good. It's really good. Thank you for asking.
That is good to hear. If there were ever a year for us to appreciate our health, this would
be
it, right? You know, so you just think about it and send healthy thoughts to everybody. And you know, that's just the way it is, Tom. I'm glad to hear. We just a few seconds left here. Do you have anything for us for tonight? What to expect?
Yeah, little rain over primarily the southern sections of the area. Could reach as far north as Chicago, but it ought to be clearing out of here. We'll get some partial clearing late tonight. And then tomorrow, go into the day with a lot of sunshine. The clouds will start coming back to some extent late in the day. But cool. We're talking upper 50s, low 60s tomorrow. A little cooler at the lake because there'll be a northeast breeze in the afternoon. Then it rains again on Thursday. Not a big deal. Friday turns partly sunny and a windy rain system that may be a little more substantial coming in late Saturday night, early Mother's Day, Sunday, and then out of here. But a lot of wind with that. Boy, we've gotten used to that recently after those.
How about it?
Gusts over the weekend. So that's all good too, all things considered.
Nice. All right. Well, Tom, it's good visiting with you. I'm happy you're well, and be good, okay?
Anna, you too, and it's good to talk to you. And you take care, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday, Anna.
Talk to you next week. Bye, Tom. It's the top of the hour time, and so we're going to get to the news now from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Talk to you tomorrow.